We are in Simen Ayin Hay, Sif Gimel. Perhaps before we learn the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berure, I'd like to say over the halachas of Kol Zema Isha, and then we'll see how this fits into the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berure. In Halichas Bas Yisrael, he brings down as follows. Lishmoya Kol Eishes Ish, Vishar Arayis. A person should hear a woman, an elder singing. He hears her singing. Either she's an Eishes Ish or different Arayis. So it is not permitted to hear the voice of an elder singing. And he brings down, there's a machlokes apoiskim, if this is also min ha-toyre or min ha-rabot. That's one halach. Then we're speaking about to listen to the voice of a erve, which is also, to hear the voice of an erve, that's also. So there are perhaps a shaila, if a brother is allowed to hear the voice of a sister, because in many other halachas, a sister, even though she's one of the arayis, but there's no chayma of an erva, but he brings down the Chazon Ish held that a brother is not to hear, is not permitted to hear the voice of a sister.
Not permitted.
What? Let's not talk about that. I'm not too clear. Speaking about a coil. It's different. The Chazon Ish said the coil of a sister is also. Now, a Pnuya Tahira. That means we have, let's say, a girl, she's less than 11 years old. When she becomes 11 years old, they become nidais. So she's less than 11. So now, somebody to hear how she's singing, there's no issa. She's not an erve, so there's no issur to hear the kol zemer of an erve. But there's a halacha, he should not listen to it to derive enjoyment from it. To derive enjoyment from a kol isha, then there's a problem. He might come lidei hilul. So Mamela, then it's Mutter. Now we're gonna have, let's say, to listen if his wife is singing and he's learning Krishna. So then the halacha is, so by Krishna we have halachas. That just like a tefach beisha is an erva, even though she's an isha tahira, but by krishma, what he's facing a tefach of the isha is matriz in krishma. So who adin, his wife is toyer, he's not permitted to learn krishma while she's singing. She should stop singing. So that's more or less the basic halachas. And then now we'll see the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah and we'll perhaps appreciate them a little better. So the Mechaber says, Yesh li zoyer, a person should be nizer, mishmias kol zema isha b'shas krishma. That when he's learning krishma, he's not permitted to hear a kol zemer, that means she's singing, the woman is singing. Hagov afilu beishtoy. So that means by krishma, the iser is not to hear a Kol Erva, the Ishta is to hear even if the Zemer is not from a woman who is also to him, but it is matred by Krishna. So therefore he should not, his wife should not be singing when he's learning Krishna, making a broche, or Bichas HaMosein. Now let's continue the Mechaba. Avo Kol HaRogel Boy, Kol HaRogel Boy means that she's speaking. She's not singing, she's speaking. Eina Erve, that is not considered an Erve. So a Kol Zemer, Poshet was speaking about Krishna, the Mechaba is speaking about Krishna. So Kol Zemer Shal Ishtoi is also Bishas Krishma, Shaloi Bishas Krishma, it sings, it's Mutter, it's Ishtoi. Unless she's a Nida, if she's a Nida, so then it's also, then that the Mechaba didn't speak about it specifically, but this we'll see in Mishnah Berurah. But let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh li Zoya. Ube di Yevet, Amr di Kezach. Im Koro, If he did learn Krishna, she was singing. If he learned Krishna, she was singing. So it wasn't Yaitse. He has to learn over again. I'm a birago prim god. Zemer Isha. Now we're talking about Krishna. So Krishna is not at all dependent on a woman who is also to him. Afilu Pnuya. Afilu Pnuya, she's Pnuya, and she's not an Erva. So, it's also also telling Krishna, if she's is singing. Avo Shaloi Bishas Krishna, but now, so that's why the Mechaba was said specifically Bishas Krishna, and he's talking even a woman that's Mutatim, Afilu Beishtoi, He's also telling Krishna. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vafilu Pnuya." Afilu, this woman who is singing is a Pnuya. She's not an Erva to him. It's also Bishas Krishna. Avo Shaloi Bishas Krishna Shori. But if he have a Pnuya, Shaloi Bishas Krishna, so then it is Muta. Ach. But now, so of the Isser Shmias Koil, which is also Bishas Krishna, which is also, we'll see by an Elva Shaloi Bishas Krishna, it's speaking about he's not interested to enjoy the Koil, but he hears it. So Bishas Krishna, it's also, Afilu by an Isha Pnuya, by Ishtoi. Shaloi Bishas Krishma, so the halacha is that it's mutter, that he's permitted to hear the koil, but Shloyechaven Lehonais Mise, but he shouldn't listen to the koil for enjoyment. We're talking about a Pnuya, Kedei Shloyovili Dehil. That's a second aloha. Listening to the koil without kavona to enjoy it is mutter. Shloi bishas krishma. To have kavona lahonis is also. V'zemer eishish ish v'chein kol ha'aroyis. But what is the din of an erva? An erva singing v'chein kol ha'aroyis. And he's not interested in listening to it, but he hears it. La'olam also lishmoya. This a person is not permitted to hear. Just like one is not permitted to hear a koil zemer of an elf. V'chein pnuya shehin nida. So if you have a pnuya that is a nida, michlal la'royesi. So she's an elf. So he's not allowed. There's an Isra Shmiya. You're not allowed to hear Kol Zema Be'isha Elva. Ubesula is the done. Kulam Becheskes Nida Semi Shigil Lem Zman Veses. And from 11 years old, you have to be chayish already that they became nidais. Fine. The tail. Just 1 second. A minute. No. Yeah. The Machmas over here don't know. No. There's two. That's what we mentioned before. There is such a thing by knowing and not knowing. By Begodim, it's brought down such a thing. There's such a thing. But if she's an Elve, if it's an Elve, no, if she, the Isha Mitzad Atma, is an Elve, she's an Isha Sish, she's a... I'm talking about a Kirl Zema of an Elve, an Isha that's an Elve to me. She's married. She's singing. That's called...
I never saw her.
That's called an Elve. They say... Others say like that, but it's not Porsche. That's what they talk about, a radio. They talk about a radio or the dogs. So there's a lot of Peskima Machma. And even the radio was a Nushaila, because that's not her voice in Gans. That's speaking. That's what we're learning over here. Speaking and singing. Singing kills them, but that's what the Machaba started. What? The news is not a problem, but others say there's sometimes if a person, if a woman is addressing men, there's two ways to speak. There's one way. You can speak to make them enjoy how you're speaking. Avnissen Karela says there's two types of enjoyment. One, she's saying, Gute Sachen, that's no problem. She's saying it. But if the way she's saying it's... there's an emis in her curl. The way she's giving it over, there's an emis in her curl. That could be also. But so here we're talking about curl zema. We're talking about curl zema that she's singing. So we hear it here. So we hear it here as follows: curl zema of an erva. If this one is an erva, and then so it's also for him to hear it. And that's enjoying, not enjoying. There's an issa, others hold us me, not there, others hold us me, the rabbonim. She can't carry a tune, you mean? Yeah.
I thought
that
seven
sound
is
the teacher thought is very
for a boy.
Oh, that's just old. Yeah, that's what they say. If she's such a speaker that provocative, that's a very good word. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now, so we have like this. There's a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, you see how he clears the shaila. Let's say he says he has parents. And in her daughter's class, where they're singing, there's a play and they're singing, and it means very much for the daughter that the father comes also. So he says, if there's a big tzairich and they're under 11, so we have over here Meikar Adin, so she's not an elder. So there's a heter to hear a kol zemer of a pnuya. He's not leaning krishma. Not necessarily does he enjoy it. He has to be there. So kaponim, then he says one can be mekul. What?
Oh,
then it's an elder, so then there's nothing more to talk about. Yeah, no, but then there's an issue. Then there's an issue that
girls and shops when they open now show they allow to hold that family.
The Chalukah day is by Shmiras. Yeah. Shabbos, Pesach, by the Seder. The Chalukah day there are Mekilim and there are Machmirim. You can hear. How old is she? Yeah. You can't do anything. If you could close your ears, you'd be accomplishing something. If you could do that, it would be zicha hido. I hear. This is a Kael Elva. This is a Kael Elva that's also to hear. Yeah, no, it doesn't have to do with here. It doesn't have to do with the face. So they're machmirim. Rav Shmuel Volzner is machmir. The Rabbi Yemes Silber is machmir. Now, the Kael Zema Pnuya Nochis. What about a goite? He gam came bechlal elve, va'osa lishmoye. A goite is also called an elve, va'osa lishmoye ben koyin ben Yisrael. Now let's explain what the chiluk is between a koyin and a Yisrael. A koyin is also to marry a goite min a toire, she's a zoyne. A goite is called a zoyne. In halachas, in halachas kuna, she is a din zoyne. So memele, so by him she has a din of an elve. So by kohen it's zicha also. By a Yisrael, since the din is kanoim poigim boy, there's an issa kolos mid a rabbanon. So also she has a din elve. Now we have the guidelines of this kohel zemer. B'shas krishme hulu the ishtay tahire. They should not learn Krishna, and he has to learn over the Krishna if she was singing while he was learning Krishna. That's Bishas Krishna. Shalai Bishas Krishna, so it depends if they're not an elve, if they're an elve, it's also to hear it. If they're not an elve, it's permitted to hear it, but he shouldn't have an intent to enjoy the singing. Now he says like this. But what will be? Omikol makim imhu baderech bein haakum oy beir v'hu anos. Now this is perhaps your case also. Sheyem shalei limchis. He finds himself in the predicament. He has goyim or others that are singing, and he can't say no thing. Is kiven the loymatzino the mikri erva midiraisa. So here the Mishibura seems holds like the poiskim that is that Kol Yisrael was at an Erev Daraisa. Mutar likroi salavorech. So then he's allowed to learn Krishna, to make brachas. The imloi came. Kivin she'onu shruyim bein ha'akum nisbatol b'toyze tfilin. Val zenema eis lasis l'shem eferu toyrasech. Achis amet liboy lechavin lakdusha shuoisik v'layitain liboy lekel hazema. He should try to the best of his capability to be mesiach das from the zema that he's listening to, and he should in focus on that what he's learning.
What happened?
Yeah. But Toshia Miriam. Yeah. They asked the Kasha. So others say, since it was Baruch HaKodesh, so then it didn't have a din elder. I mean, the whole coil, the Isha Elva, is from her own coil. That is an Elva. What? Others say that favorites, that's why they took the drums that they shouldn't hear. That's one terrace. Another. Yeah, but the drum, but then the men didn't hear it. That's what others say, because of the drums. And others say, since it was through Ruach HaKodesh, Akur Be'ishe, Ayidei Ruach HaKodesh, V'tosher Dvoir, also they say, since it was the Ruach HaKodesh, I think they're going to this. They say that some of them are Foshim, the drum, they Patikach HaSatoif, others... They bring the Mephoshim al HaTorah, I know they say this. Yeah, okay. That's two Terutzim that they say. Yeah. Haragul boy. Now, here we're speaking about the speech of a woman. Ratzalai mekibin shehagul boy lo yavu v'dehiru v'afilu meisheshis. But if he enjoys the way she speaks, like he says, it's a provocative way of speaking, so then it's also lechaven. Siv Dalet. Also likreis keneged elva. Now we're talking about. We're talking about Tefach B'Isha, we're speaking about Seir B'Isha, Zemer Isha. Now we're saying as follows. Also, Likas Keneged Elva, Afilu Shaloivit Gilur. Now talking about an Elva of a Zohar, and it's opposite him, and he's a Goy. So, we'll see the Chiddush is that it'd be a Svora to say an Elva of a Behemoth does not have a Din Elva. So I would say it says Bagoyim Besar Chamoyim Besorom. So it's just like a Chamoyim. So I would think it should be permissible. So the Chiddush is no. The Elva of a Goy has a din of an Elva. And Chazal bring a Raya but the Chas as Elvas Aviyim by Noach. Noach was a Goy, and it says Elvas Aviyim. So you see. That an Elva of a Goy is called an Elva. V'chein keneged Elvas Kotten also. An Elva of a Kotten is also also. V'yesh matirim, Zekterim Ro, neged Elvas Kotten kolzman shen yiroi lebiye, that kolzman, he's not 9 years old, it doesn't have a shame Elva. V'chein iker, and the Ramo Patskins me'iker adin, that an erve of a poches mi ben tes does not have a shame erve of a cotton. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Keneged erve. Tachsiv ki Hashem olekecha misalach bekerev machnecha. Now, this is a deraisa. Vohoya machnecha kodesh v'liyir b'cho erve stovah. Mikan lomdu chachomim shebechol mokim Sheshem Elekeinu Mishalech Imonu, Rabbi Yisrael is with us, Dahainu Kshaonu Oiskim Bekrishma Utfile Oy Bedivrei Toire Tzorech Lizor Shleyira Hashem Bonu Erva Stovo Dahainu Shleyir Dvar Erva Keneged Ponov Shalodom HaKoire. The person who's learning Krishma Oyam Ispalu Kimloi Einov. So when he is Hashem alekecha mishalach bekerev machnecha, that means you are learning Krishna, you're learning now, you're davening now. So opposite him, there should not be a nerve. Kim lo yeinov. Kedemucha b'simen ayin tesiv beis. That's one halacha. So he's not permitted to face a nerve. V'chein shelo yiyah oz orayim, or he himself, we'll see if he's not facing the nerve, but he himself is El Vosei Megule, Shaideza Misroi El Veshaloi, so that's also Nichlal in this Pasik, Kologamke Vemikroze, because it doesn't say Loisire El Vestova, Loyire. So that means where you are standing, there's a Voscha Megula, So a person who would be looking at you would see the Elvis, and it's also Minatayra. Shall Akum, Afal Pishanema Behem Bisach Amoyrem Bisorah, even though by a goy it says Bisach Amoyrem Bisorah, we learn out that goes on Noach, who was also a goy, and the pastor calls it an elder. Elmas Cotton, I am the base Yosef Lechoshus Lodach Hamachmirim Rak Lechatchile, Abu Bediyevinim Korin Yosef Lechoshus. So I feel the Mechaber, that was Machmer, the Mechaber was only Machmer Lechatchile, but not Bediyevin. V'yesh Matire. Now, the cotton ba'atma yochel likrish kshu orim ad ben teshonim. So if a cotton is not wearing any clothing, so there's no problem by him, because it doesn't have a shame elder. So till 9 years, he's allowed to learn Krishna without clothing. V'negad ervas ish, but what if he's facing a person who's not wearing clothing? So then he is facing a elder by himself, because never shame elder till 9. But if he is 6 years old and he's facing someone that so then the din is that he is mishum chinuch. Yefti mechanuchim, he's not allowed to learn Krishna that master. Time be mogen avro. Lebiye, till it's like lebiye hainim bekotten ad ben teshonim. O bektano ad baskim ushonim. Vechein ikar. So we paskin, so the Ramos says, an elvas cotton does not have a shame elva. Kosav amogin avrom, umikol mokim lo yechiz amoyol ha-elva biyodoy bishas avrocha. So now the Mogin Avrom says, ashrek lecha chumre. The Mogin Avrom says, there's rias elva, and there's negias elva. So the Mogin Avrom says, Negias Elva is more chomer than Rias Elva. So therefore, he says, so even though Bishas Mila, one is permitted to look at the Elva because it doesn't have a shame Elva, but Negias Elva is more chomer, that's maybe Lidei Hilo. So therefore, he's not permitted to say the Brocha while he's holding the Elva. So he makes the broch, and then he's oiches in the elbow. That's the shittas Mogin Avrom. That was your rabbi umasis a shekel mekilim. They are mekel. They said no by an elvis cotton. Just like there's no chaima of riyah, there's no chaima of negia. Well, see, the Dominicans said he's the zicher. They hold it. But prime godem kosov da achshav. Ain the key in Kolkach, Yesh Lochish Lusakone, Yesh Litpois Biyoda, he should hold it. The Gam Agrobi Redeusim and Reisha Mechay Posuk, the Osso Lasso is Kamogin Avrom. The Goyin says the time is that you have to make a broch over Lasso Yosson. You can't make a broch, and that you have to be holding, it has to be right before you do the mitzvah. You put on tefillin on your shoulders, and then you tighten it. So it's called oivel asiyosam. If the tefillin are on your arm, now to make the bracha, it's called oivel da'ivel. You have to be right before you do the mitzvah making the bracha. So if you can make the bracha, and then you're going to take the elva, so he says that's called oivel da'ivel. So memela, you have to take it, and then you make the broch, that's called oivel da'ivel. So therefore, the minigis, it seems they, but others, when they hold the elva, they hold it with like a type of a prongs of some sort. They don't hold the elva biyodom, so my male, so that's sichem mohudadik. Fine. Let us go a little further. Elva ba'ashoshis. The elbow is surrounded by a glass mechitza, a see-through mechitza. That means mitzad echot, it is mechusa, it's covered, מצד אחר, it's visible. V'roya oiso, and you can see the erva is visible, derech dafna yisrael. It's covered, but it's visible. Also, likreis kenegdo, d'chsiv lo yireh b'cho erva stova v'ho mischazye. So this covering does not help the situation to be matarit, because it's still visible. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vashoshis, ishal schuchis. I beg it, dak a man here at Cheniris Ha'erva, or if you'll have a very thin, see-through beged, then you can see the erva. That means that this is onegeya we had mentioned by the legs of a woman till the knee, if it's called the shaykh, if it's not called the shaykh. So if you have see-through stockings, so then we have Elva Bashoshis, we have the same Melochim. Oy tefach mibsach ha'isha b'mokim shadakali is mechuse. And everything is covered, but it's visible, it's see-through. Shegam zehu nikra Elva chanar b'sif alav, atavach b'isha. Ma'atzimes einayim shori b'chol zelakul arba. We will see soon that there's a machloikis of a person who's facing an erva and he shuts his eyes, if this is permissible. So he says, but if we have kaltilativusa, number one, it's covered. And number two, he's shutting his eyes, he doesn't see it. So this is muta lekulei alma. Kivin she'erva al kaponim mechuse, and he's not seeing it, so then it is muta. If you can't see, Al-Kasuma, it says, Asuma is the same thing. L'chayra should be the same thing. If he's Asuma, he can't see. I mean, if he has such bad eyesight that he can't see. So L'chayra, this should be Mutter. This is like a Tzima, he doesn't see it, L'maisa. Fine. Sivot. Hoysa Elva Kenegdoi. There's an Elva opposite him. The herzir ponovimena, and he turned his face away. Oisha otam enov, or he shut his eyes. Oisha hu balaylo, or it's at night, so he doesn't see. Oisha hu sume, is the mechaber says, muta likoy, silatalein, no problem. The beriye toli rachmone, well, lechosele, he doesn't see. So according to the mechaber, shutting the eyes is permissible. Now, let us see the Mishnah. Elva connector, ein b'prim v'godem v'shari achoinem, the b'hu atzmoi orum, if he himself, the elva is uncovered. He's uncovered. So that's, avosei megulin the reshus, he's shutting his eyes. Evshid the gamel dasa shulchanoch, le'mahani kolei lo'aitis. There's another din of avosei megulin, that means if someone is facing you, your helmet should not be seeable. But here we're talking about someone else's helmet. What's going on? If he just turned away his head, the mechaber holds, this is permissible. This is what the mechaber holds. V'achroinim iskimu. V'cholelu ha'itzis levad mechzor responim loimani. All these eitzis will not help. Loiksiv v'loisire elo v'loyire. Chatzoloim loyire horoye. That means that if you'd be seeing it, you will see it. V'afil ha'zor responim shehuter, and they hold, when is it mutter? Rak davke im herzir kol gufoy. If he turned around, he's not facing the elder. He turned around, he's facing a different direction. Im herzir kol gufoy v'oimid b'tzad acher. The nasis ha'elvo mitzidoy. It's on his side, but he's not facing the elder. So then it's mutter. Avum herzir ponav levad. He just turned his head around, and he's facing the elder. Lemahani, v'im kain. B'hu atzmoy orum, if he himself is only yitzir, shum eitzir, shemutol da b'divretayim. The Kosa b'mishpat seiso, dim hu b'shus echot, v'odam orim hu b'shus echot kenegdai. So that means like this, that he is the one reshus, and there's an Adam Orem, which is in another reshus, in another room. Let's say there's windows, they can see that person, there's another reshus. V'hu aitzim einov meroisoi, but the maila is, he's not in his machne, he's in a different reshus. Yesh loim edeshori bezel lekulam. Could be it's mutter. That if it's in another reshus, it's mutter. But, even though it's in a different reshus, it's also that whatever he sees is called his machne. But what if a person, Shimon is standing by the window, and I'm standing outside, but the window is closed. So there's a kisui. There's a kisui because there's a window in between, and I'm shutting my eyes. So then the din is will be mutter. Shim v'yesh al kaponim eizah chatzitze, amachasin egedel, period. Now, no elochus. Mutter lahara bedivrei perik shu'orim. Hiru is mutter, ben tzorch lemi keneged erba acheres. Shenema ervas dobo dibur osu, hiru mutter. Mikol mokim, ein loy lishmo yoz broche mechabeichi, losu shibeichoi, ki yev shaloy mer, it means if he wants to be yotze with a broche, so the only way he's yotze with the broche is al shemei koine. So we consider I'm saying it. So then it's dibur. Dibur is also the beriya taliyah rotzloi ma'avu bishu besamuch leitoch balad hamoisa. Here it's totally in riya. So the and it's in his machne, the betoya kaimlam besimenayin tesnos avilum humalacho. You have toya behind him and his galad ames. It's also v'zeh gilakosim the toli rak b'riya. V'naf kemina b'chol avodidon the machmerinim batzim esainayim mikolokim im herze pono v'guvim min herve mani lekulalma afilu besamachloi. So these are the dinim of Elvis.
Mikveh
that we learned about a few days ago. A woman in the mikveh, if she's allowed to make a bracha,